Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
So currently, my wife's in hospital. She was taken in at 4 a.m. on Friday morning. And she woke up with severe heart pain and, you know, difficulty breathing. So we called the ER, 911, and got her into the hospital. And they're doing some tests on her. The cardiologist, you know, thought it was like possibly a heart murmur, but she's no history of that in her family or herself. So they're not sure if it's that. Could be blood clots that may have separated and, you know, worked their way through the body, sort of checking that. So anywho, so I mean, she's in a good place. She's like really tired, but she's in the best place, obviously, and she's getting looked after. She's getting more tests today. But what it made me realize was, as I shared on Facebook that, you know, I did like a before and after picture of her at a birthday party the day before and now what she's like, you know, less than 12 hours later. And what I found was the amount of support messages and well wishes that came from, you know, people I know physically and people I've only met, you know, online via Facebook or social media. And many of them, apart from the, or on top of the words of support and, you know, hugs to Jacqueline, many of them were saying, you know, if you need anything at all, I'm here, just call. I'll be over, I'll come over, I'll bring anything you need, I'll look after the kids, that kind of stuff. And it was really heartwarming. You know, a lot of people say, myself included, I've been critical of how social media encourages, you know, the loudest voices even, with the worst sort of examples of what they can do with that voice. But this really showed me, you know, that, you know, social and people are intrinsically good. You know, people want to help each other, people want to support each other. And this really, you know, drove that home with my wife being ill. And it made me realize that no matter who we are and, you know, what our situations might be, life's better with someone in it. Whether that's, you know, my wife and my kids, for example, friends, family, work colleagues that, you know, that make your life easier by helping you through a tough assignment, or they know you've had a bad day, so they take you for a beer after work or whatever. But life's really much, much better with someone in it. And it doesn't have to be a person. It could be, you know, a pet dog, a pet fish. You could visit the local retirement home and sit down and potentially read to someone that's lost their own ability to read, because their vision, you know, has gone a little bit sideways. And it just makes me, you know, think that no matter all the crap that goes on that we see daily on social media, that's just a small part. That's a small percentage. And it's, you know, amplified because that's what sells and that's what gets people riled up and people share that and it gets more people talking about it. And then all of a sudden we feel like the world's going to crap because all we're seeing is really negative stuff. But like I say, I truly believe that's a small percentage. It's a very vocal percentage, but it's still a small percentage. And if we need people, people are there. I'm a co-founder of a not-for-profit organization called the Friendship Bench. And what we do is we help connect, university and secondary school students with resources if they're feeling depressed, if they're feeling suicidal. And it's really helped, you know, the schools where the program's part of. It's saw an increase of 18% of kids coming forward to talk about their emotions and talk about their feelings and reach out to someone. And you can find out more about the program if you go to thefriendshipbench.org or the campaign page, yellow is for hello.org. But one of the things we keep hearing from the kids that we're involved with is that reaching out and just, you know, either from a helping point of view, so they notice someone's feeling down, so they reach out and say hello, or a kid on the recipient end, they feel so much better knowing that someone's in the corner. It builds back to what I was saying earlier about, you know, life is better with someone in it. it shares the burden. You know you're not alone. You know you have a support network, whatever that may look like. And even just a friendly, comforting word on a faceless social network where you might not really know the people physically, but you kind of know them because you've spent so much time talking with them and opening up to them and sharing your life with them and vice versa. That stuff like that, you know, makes life easier and better, and just something really, you know, that we can all aspire to. So I guess if you're someone that's having a bad day, or you feel like you know something's gone wrong, open up. I know it's difficult, but try and open up, and there are people that can support you. And if you're not like really a people person, maybe put your love into, like I say, a pet, and let them, ease your burden by being the ears if you want to talk to someone, or, talk to your pet at the end of the day. And if you're someone that has a personality that is outgoing, that reaches out, be the person that supports as well. Like I say, I've had immense support over the last 24, 36 hours. And I hope that I can offer that back if these guys are ever in need. I know I have in the past, and I hope I continue doing that, because it's such a small thing for us to do, but it makes a huge, huge difference to the person on the other side. Anywho, so this has been the Life Through a Dram podcast for this week. I'm enjoying a 16-year-old Lagavulin because it's just that kind of whiskey that's perfect. Well, it's perfect at any time, but it's perfect for a time like this where there's a little bit more stress in my life than normal. Not that there's a lot of stress in my life normally, but there's a little bit more stress in my life anyway. So a nice little 16-year-old Lagavulin is going down a treat. So Shlán Shivar, guys, and we'll speak soon. Take care.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.